Happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. Hope you had a great week and a great weekend. This past Sunday, we jumped back into Philippians chapter 4, and really today, I'm just kind of giving you an overview of a little bit of the highlights of the chapter, right? We've been in this series where every week we've talked about how God is the source of unshakable joy, and when we've been saying joy, we mean this abiding sense that your eternity is secure, even when your today is chaos. And Paul really starts chapter 4 by talking about conflict. He addresses this idea that there are two ladies, Euodia and Syntyche, like he is asking for them to agree in the Lord for unity, not uniformity, but unity. And he really appeals to zygos. It's translated, that word in Greek is translated sometimes true companion. In my opinion, that's actually somebody's name, that zygos and Clement, that those two could be helpful in helping these two ladies. All four of them had labored together for the gospel. All four of them, Paul says, their names are in the book of life. So he is appealing to them to find agreement. And that's when he comes to the next verse where he says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And it's this idea that our inner attitude doesn't have to reflect our outer circumstances, right? What's going on the inside of us can be rooted in the fact that we have a secure future. And because of that, this then verse 5 becomes really important when he says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. It's a very hard word, that word reasonableness, to translate, but I do think that's the best translation. He says, let it be known to everyone because the Lord is at hand. In other words, God could come at any time. So the reaction of Euodia to Syntyche and Syntyche to Euodia in conflict, their reaction was actually a reflection upon the gospel. Now, we've just come through a very contentious election season, and so my encouragement to us as a church is let your reasonableness be known to everyone. Like, be reasonable. Whether your side won or whether your side lost, what is most important is that your reaction, my reaction to one another in situations that are tense, that can be conflict, is that our reactions to one another are a reflection upon the gospel. And so, you know, what do we do with our anxiety? That's the next verse. Don't be anxious about anything, but what? In prayer and supplication, everything, right? We're going to do that with thanksgiving and let your requests be made known to God. So we're going to take our anxieties first to God. And once we take them to Him, right, then we can begin to act and react out of a secure future. If we try and deal with them all on our own, and I just think the new attitude's so important. Those two little words in that verse, with thanksgiving, we can offer thanks to God even when we don't necessarily feel thankful. We can say, you know what, God, I'm offering you this request, this supplication, this anxious part of my life right now. I'm offering it to you. As I do that, as I offer it to you, if the timing's not right, I trust you. If there's a bigger, better plan, I trust you. And out of that trust, that's where we find what comes in the next verse. And the peace of God, which stands guard, which garrisons our hearts, the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, it's going to stand guard at your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I think one of the reasons that we struggle so much with anxiety today is this idea that, man, something could happen that I can't handle. Something could come up in my life that I can't control. And the reality is that's true. Someday, something will come up in your life or my life that you cannot control. But nothing happens in your life that God cannot control. Nothing happens in your life that God cannot handle. And so, I want us to pray from that overview, that perspective of the chapter today. So, I'll pray and then give you the opportunity to pray. Father, as we think about the wonderful truths in the beginning of Philippians 4, and really throughout this chapter, dealing with peace and contentment, God, to think that we were once your enemies and now we've been reconciled, we've been made to become your friends. God, we are so grateful that today that you do not call us servants, your word says, but that you call us your friends. And so, God, help us to live today out of a sense of friendship with you, knowing that our future is secure. All right, now you take the opportunity to pray.